Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This hymn, Awake My Heart with Gladness. First of all, to point out the obvious, saying, Wake up, my heart. Wake up, heart. Awake, my heart, with gladness. There's a lot of gloom in there. I mean, he does talk about hell's grim thrall, death's iron chain, sin and pain, and other such things. But awake, my heart, with gladness, because Christ has conquered it all. The sun is shining. Wake up. He rends death's iron chain. He breaks through sin and pain. He shatters hell's grim thrall. I follow him through all. You know, if that were put to different music, I could imagine like warming up for a basketball game to that. You know? I follow him through all. He brings me to the portal that leads to bliss untold. So that's the thing. There's the door. He leads me to that door that leads to bliss untold. Talks about gold. But then look at, if you probably don't have your hymnal open. That's okay. Just listen. I'm going to modify it just slightly to make it more comprehensible. Whoever has shared my cross there finds here a crown prepared. Whoever has died with me there shall be glorified. There is right now. Okay? This is the great tribulation that we had in our readings from Revelation a couple of weeks ago. Death's iron chain. Well, that's real. Sin and pain. We know about that. We have hope in Jesus' resurrection. Like when you get here and you look out over the, I don't know what you call it. We're elevated here at Trinity. When you look down, you're looking down on the earth and you see the sun just coming up over the horizon. And wow, doesn't it give you hope? You had that experience? Yeah, the sun rising, it gives hope. Okay? So today we're talking about the apocalypse, which I already mentioned means unveiling. That's the image I want you to have in mind when you think of apocalypse and unveiling. Think of it like the earth is the veil and the sun is coming up and all of a sudden the light is unveiled and it's streaming in. Like happens in the evening in your house, maybe. Right? The sun comes in and all of a sudden it comes through. It's been veiled by the house and now you see it. We walk through this life through the sin and the pain. We experience, see, and are fearful maybe of death's iron chain. The sun is going to break through like you wouldn't believe. And just like this morning, it was kind of hurting my eyes. You know, it comes and it's surprising and painful, especially if you want to be sleeping. Well, then it's really painful. You can't handle that light. But if you're already awake, it's great. You've been waiting for it. You can just enjoy it. It warms you up. It shows you where you are. It brings comfort and encouragement. It allows us to follow him through it all. In our epistle reading from 1 Thessalonians, if I can find it. There we go. In our epistle reading, Paul's writing to the Christians in Thessalonica, and he says, I don't have to tell you, the day of the Lord is going to come like a thief in the night. When people are saying there's peace and security, when they've fallen asleep. Then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman. Like, really fast, and you can't stop it. It's just happening. And they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for the day of the Lord to surprise you like a thief in the night. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. We've been enlightened and warmed by Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. He's shown us the truth in himself, the truth that whatever's going on in this world, whatever darkness we see, that there's light just on the other side of the portal. He's enlightened us to know that just going about our life, hedonistically looking for the next thing to enjoy, is not good. But that we were made by our Creator and given direction as to how we should live. We have purpose because we've been made by someone who designed us for something. And he shows us especially what that is, what we've been designed for, what our life should look like in his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, of course, that's not something that we can live up to fully, right? We are not holy like Christ is. But in Christ, we see what we should be. Like a mirror showing us all our imperfections, more than imperfections, that we are messed up. That's the kind of light we're talking about. And sometimes that light's hard to see. If you look to Jesus and think, well, that's what I should be, then it should be a little painful. The light should hurt your eyes because you're not prepared for it. We are not of the darkness or of the night. That the end, that the apocalypse should surprise us like a thief in the night. Over the course of the last couple months maybe, I've heard politicians and people in the media say something like this: I'm afraid that we're sleepwalking ourselves into World War III. Have you heard that? Maybe? I don't know. That way of putting it stuck in my mind. Sleepwalking our way into World War III. Well, how do you not do that? Well, you stay sober and awake, and you say, wait a second, I'm not just going to let things go on the way they're going or make decisions arbitrarily. I'm going to make decisions. We as a country should make decisions, based on reason. Let the light of truth, let the light of day shine in here, and we'll wake up and take responsibility and, right? Well, certainly in the world, we see a lot of violence and upheaval, particularly maybe in the Middle East, but, you know, all over the place. It's just that it scares us in the Middle East, right? It scares us in Ukraine. It's a little closer to home. Africa's had genocide and things like that going on. It's a little farther from home, it feels. Right? But these kinds of things have been happening forever. Just ask the Israelites how they felt when the Assyrians came to Lachish, something like that. Lachish is kind of how we normally say it. In the land of Israel, the Assyrians were coming up, and they attack Lachish. They take it over, mutilate everyone, and throw them over the wall into a pile. I mean, like, this stuff, and then go home to Assyria and draw what happened in gruesome detail and say, woohoo! I mean, it's bragging, right? This is what I did. The world has had problems for a really long time, and what's happening in the world right now, we could call it apocalyptic. Right, it's. They definitely fall under the category of signs of the times. But it's not the apocalypse. This is not the unveiling. We're all waiting to see how the world's going to end. Here it is. That's how it's ending. It's not the unveiling. It's the unveiling of the light. It's the return of Christ in all his glorious splendor and virtue, come to purge away evil and the works of darkness, come to cleanse his creation of all that shouldn't be there, and to make it new. And brothers and sisters in Christ, we have been united to Christ through our baptism in his death and resurrection. We've already undergone the death part. So that if we die, we're falling asleep in the Lord. Right? Our life is hidden in Christ. He will take us through whatever. Right? Death's iron chain, hell's grim thrall, whatever we want to call it. None of it holds fear for us as God's people, unless we fall asleep. Unless we forget that glorious sunrise to come. Unless we forget Christ and his promises, and we get lulled to sleep by the drum of the droning media. Unless we start watching the show of the world and get our attention sucked in all the time to everything going on around us, or not around us, all over the world. Unless we get our fears attached, sucked into what's going on in the world. You know, artificial intelligence is another thing that evokes apocalyptic thoughts. Right? How's this thing going to stop? Should I be preparing? That's not the apocalypse, brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes, things are awful. I mean, scary. We should work however God has given us to work. Whatever position in life he's given us, we should work for the good of humanity, for the good of our neighbor, for the good of the world. We should try to end violence. We should serve those in need. But just remember, the apocalypse we're waiting for is the unveiling of the light, the return of Christ. And don't fall asleep. Don't fall into what God's talking to the Israelites about in the Old Testament reading. One second. Okay, I can't find it now. But he says basically, the complacent person, which literally means like the person who's congealed, you know, you were a liquid, you were bouncing around and moving, and now you just kind of, right? You're saying, God's not going to do good. He's not going to do evil. Like just forgetting the importance, the seriousness of anything. Forgetting that there is a God. Right? Falling into fear of the unknown, fear of the future, fear of violence, fear of a tyrannical government, whatever we might be afraid of. Don't forget God. Don't forget what God has told us, what he has shown us ahead of time about reality. That Christ is all in all. That he has all a power and authority in heaven and on earth. That united to him in his death and resurrection, you have everything you need. And you can just follow him. And every day, in whatever situation you find yourself, follow him. Serve your neighbor. Whatever it is. Okay, finally, in this reading from Thessalonians, Paul says, "But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation." That's that sunrise. "Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." This is our purpose right now in the present. If you see the sunrise coming and your neighbor does not, the person sitting next to you does not, your family member does not, say, hey, the sun's coming up. Look, right? Direct them to the sunlight coming over the horizon. And by doing so, you're orienting them with hope. I think that's why it's a helmet. That's why hope is your helmet. You put it on your head. What orients you? You know, anytime you're going to walk a direction, you're not going to, you know, just, your head's going to turn the direction you're going to go, and you're going to go, right? Your head determines your direction. That's hope. Direct people to hope. That's how you encourage one another and build one another up. And then the breastplate of faith and love. Faith. Attention to God and His Word and His promises. Not just attention, but loving attention. Trust. Right? Like a child. Children of the light. Children of the day. And by faith in Jesus, we receive His love. Right? He doesn't just enlighten us. He warms us with His love. What a beautiful image. Getting all warm just thinking about it. Not really. But faith and love like a breastplate. And hope like a helmet. We truly have everything that we need to go through this life confidently and purposefully, loving one another and building one another up. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. In His name, amen.